Damn. Check this out. I want to send this out to all my people who don't understand the rioters or the looters. Or if you just don't understand the protests. I'm going to get jiggy with it. If you don't understand the protests by now, my white people. Bun. Fire bun. That's all I can say. Fire bun. Fire bun them to death. If you don't understand at least the protests. But let's understand the looting. First of all, let's get down with the looting. Ask you a question. How you expect people to act when y'all been taking everything for the last 400 years? And please listen to my other podcasts to make y'all understand 400 years. It's a number. It's just a number. America's it's still happening today. Our people want to give us free right now. We want us free. We want real equality. No bullshit. You got equality because of you know, somebody said you had to be here. Because if it wasn't for the equal whites, the men, you know, the movement that they said that they had to hire so many blacks, we wouldn't be hired. But look what they had to do. They had to come up with a law that says that you had to hire so many blacks. Keep hurting black people and eventually you're gonna get hurt. That's what somebody should have been saying to white folks a long time ago. And I'm sorry, all white people ain't on that thing right quick. Let me just say that. They're not on it. But a lot of them are. A lot of them in power are. Hey, y'all know this, man. So when y'all see looters and they taking little stuff, little trash, little stuff out the store, what they basically saying in retrospect is, you know, this is the best we're going to do. This is it. We're going to have to do this because we might not get a chance to get nothing else. That's how they feel. That's how press people act and feel, that they gotta get whatever they can get when they getting it. You know, it's not like we haven't been taught this. So let's go back to Rosewood, a city that was thriving on blacks. That's just one city, a city that was thriving on black. We had our own little neighborhood, we had our own thing, we had our own little city, everything going. The white folks came in and looted it and burned it down to the ground because of somebody said something to a white person. They took the whole city and burned it up. Wait a minute. Archer Park in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They actually bombed the whole fucking city. They bombed it. They actually took planes, for white people who don't know, flew over Arkansas, Green Orchard Park, that's where the Gap Band come from, and dropped bombs on the city. That's why you heard the song, "You Dropped a Bomb on Me." That's where that come from. It comes from the Gap Band singing, "You Dropped a Bomb on Me." That wasn't a love song. That was years later. Cap Band came out with a song and said, "You dropped a bomb on me." Now, white folks, I need y'all to listen. Listen real close. You're going to lose the city. And I hope you lose all of it. So the rebuilding structure can come back. It's just like sometimes the forest got to get burnt down so fresh trees can grow. Y'all don't like it, but I love it. We gotta stay revolutionized. We gotta stay in this mode. We gotta stay right here until we get everything figured out. Don't worry about the looters and the rioters. Y'all wait till we get them gang members to click up and become the army. That's gonna be scary. Peace. This is my hot podcast. I'll be back on another day. Where Are We Going podcast. I'm Pat Rodriguez. I'm your host. Check me out on my other podcasts on anchor.com. It's going down. All right. Peace.